Intervju Radija Študent.
Danes intervju za sedbo Twig Bird, ki bo nastopila danes v Ljubljani v Channel Zero na Metelkovi. Lepo zdrav v intervjuju Radija Študent, v katerem danes gostimo ameriško zasedbo Twig Bird, ki bo nocoj že drugič tresla ljubljanske odre. Twig Bird, kitarsko-bobnarski dvojec na koncertu Trojec, kljub skromni zasedbi obljublja konkretno rockersko izkušnjo. Poleg neposredne surovosti se zvok skupine skozi psihedelične izkušnje širi in ponuja globljo, večplastno koncertno izkušnjo. Skupina, ki zna poskrbeti za koncertno presenečenje, prihaja na odre Channel Zero s prvo studijsko ploščo v žepu. Intervju smo posneli po prihodu skupine iz Beograda, kjer so imeli koncert včeraj zvečer. Twig Bird v pogovoru s Petrom Recerjem.
So, you're coming from Illinois, from town...
From Carbondale.
Carbondale. So, that's in the south.
Yeah. All the way at the southern tip.
So how was it like there?
I guess it's pretty small. There's a pretty small population, but they're all really cool people. And I don't know. It's really cool there. I like it. There's a really good music scene. Not that anybody cares about it, but there's a lot of good bands. And there's a lot of nature. A lot of forest and rivers and stuff like that.
So, oh, yeah. So you're like in the touch with the nature.
Yeah.
The wood.
I'm into that.
You are?
No.
Okay. But the South is like conservative or the thinking?
The South, you could make that generalization, but mm-hmm. The town that I come from is... not necessarily very conservative. It's primarily made up of maybe college students that moved, because it's a university town.
Oh, it's a university city.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of culture kind of in the town and more open-mindedness.
Okay. So
not to say there's not still crazy conservatives there, but as a town, it's pretty cool.
And what were the beginnings of the music of Twig Bird?
The beginnings of Twig Bird,
yes.
Probably happened in Carbondale, Illinois about 12 years ago when I got a drum set and me and my brother started practicing on the porch of our house.
You're the older one?
No, he is.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
How old was I?
Yeah.
About 12 years old, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And he used to play through a karaoke machine and I played on a drum set. And none of the equipment was very good, but we played some pretty cool music. And then, I don't know, I guess we picked up different instruments over time and played in different bands, but that was definitely the beginning. The very beginning.
So how it's like playing with a brother? You were for a long time just two brothers, eh? So who is in charge? Who's the boss?
I don't think either of us are really the boss. Maybe he would say differently, but I would say that we each excel in the right areas and kind of help each other out, but I don't think one of us is the boss. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I just thought, you know, two brothers.
Yeah, yeah. It would make sense. And I think that there's a lot of... I think that he, as the older brother, takes on a lot of the roles as the one in charge. But maybe if you peel back some layers, you find out that it's just kind of both of us, you know.
Uh-huh. But there must be some tension sometimes in brother to brother.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension, I would say,
a
sometimes.
A lot of tension.
But I think it's only, I don't know.
Is this also somehow put into the music, then, this tension?
Yeah, I would say definitely. Is that a pot plant? I think it is.
We are in the woods.
Anyway, yeah, it does come out in the music. It's totally wild how, you know, when, I don't know, we're just able to fight. We don't really hold it against each other. We get mad and then we play music, and then we make up and we play music. And
I just wanted to maybe to hear how then these relationship of two brothers then puts out into the music, because maybe some tensions, but I guess you already answered the question.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could expound on it by saying that that maybe the music does come from, or like on stage there's tension sometimes, but I don't know, I think that we're really in our best, when really at our best, when there's no real underlying tension, when we're just happy.
Okay, yeah. good. And you also play with other people come to the group, like René, there were also some other...
Yeah, we've had previous musicians join us as well.
So how does this reflect to the sound of the group?
I like to think of it how I'd like everyone... Well, basically, Tweakbird is Tweakbird, but you can put a different frosting on the cake or whatever, however you want to look at it. But, you know, just a little bit of something else to add a little bit of... I don't know, maybe it's more interesting, or maybe it's more weird, or maybe it's more... It can be anything, really. Okay. But everybody adds their own dynamic to the group.
Okay.
I mean, it's fun.
So you're not like the music is one solid block. Your music is one solid block, and that's it. When other people come, it's...
Yeah. I mean, I guess René might say differently, but I would say that it's more of a gelatin.
Good.
Or something, or just it's very, to me, it's something that's malleable, and whether the actual song itself is malleable, or whether the atmosphere and the vibe of the whole performance is what changes, you know, but something changes for sure.
Because when I listen to your CD, there's a lot of different sounds into music. Maybe you have some heavy sound. It reminded me to some I don't know, Kaios. And then you have this softer bluesy sound. I don't know, maybe Black Keys. And there's psychedelia also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also because of the sax, sometimes I had, this is like morphine, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all the different sounds. Into
cool.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I think we like it too. I think it's fun for us to be able to kind of not tied down to one specific genre, and to be able to just really do whatever we want, and you know, hopefully people continue to enjoy what we're doing.
And on your EP Reservations, you worked with Dale Crowe from Melvins.
Yeah,
he was a producer or in the studio.
Yeah, general helper.
Was he a good helper?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was, I don't know, Dale and Toshi both, you know, have a production company, and working with them on the album was very, I don't know, it was really interesting and really insightful at times, just because they both have obviously done, they've definitely made a lot more records than I've ever made, but they've probably made better records than I've made too, so it was very nice to have some outside input and some fresh ears on songs that we've played for a long time. And we worked again with them on the new album we just released, and that was really nice because I personally was a little bit more comfortable working with them, and I don't know, I wasn't so hesitant to have my own ideas or voice my own opinions or even stand up to them when I thought that maybe their opinions weren't, you know, what I wanted.
Okay.
So,
so it was when you guys came to the studio, did you already have the in your mind what it's gonna sound like, or you just came and we'll see what happened, will happen. It was still the process.
Yeah, I think that we probably had an idea of, I don't know if we did. I think we just kind of went in there. I think I had a specific idea of what I wanted my drums to sound like, and he probably had a guitar sound that he wanted to achieve. But as an overall sound, I think that we just, I don't know, it just happened, whatever, yeah.
And there's this heavy instruments and very, very light voice.
Yeah.
There's this duality.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, it's made to put some more dynamic into the music. I think so.
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. And on these CDs, you can also hear some all these sounds coming like from the space sometimes, you know? So what's with this about?
Whenever we record, it's, I don't think there was too much thought as into the production. It's guitar and drums and vocals.
Yeah.
So maybe we have a few ideas of extra sounds we want to put in. The saxophone was a big idea, like, okay, this is a very noticeable extra instrument we want to put in. But for the rest of the things, if we just feel like it's, we just want to add a little bit of texture here or there, if we feel like it could help the song come up or down, just to, like you said, help with the dynamics.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And you also were at the All Tomorrow Parties Festival. Also, we invited by Melvins.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was awesome, huh?
It was a totally amazing experience. It was the first time we'd ever left the States to play a show, so.
Okay.
It was, that in itself was like a dream for us. But then to go there and have it be, you know, just your all-time favorite list of bands all in one place was
rock
pretty
and roll vacation.
It must be heavy, huh?
Yeah,
it's no rest.
No sleep for 3 days, for sure.
Sounds good. And then you made this your first LP, Trickbird.
Yeah. The name?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. How was with the music? Was still, it sounds maybe a little more raw than is it like the like what you sound on the live?
I don't know. It's closer, but it's always closer. Different. So much goes into a live performance on how like we're feeling that night. Can change the way we play, slow and stonery, or like really up tempo and heavy. So
you really like open how the one song is going to be interpreted.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
and so when we record, it kind of like We just try to do it well once for the recording, but it's not necessarily how we play it every time.
But
you know?
That's not the actual song, like, it's like this and this and this.
Yeah. Right.
It's still open.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Jello.
Yeah. And the label that's released, it's Volcom.
We have two labels now. Volcom.
It's released by Souterrain Transmissions.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a German label out of Berlin. Yeah. And then in the States, it's Volcom. It's putting it
so
out.
So are you somehow connected with this skateboarding culture, or?
Not really at all.
Not really.
They were just guys that liked our music and wanted to put it out, and we were like, okay, let's do it.
So, and you also moved to LA, or?
We moved to LA before we even started this band, maybe 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
With kind of another band that we weren't really playing out or doing much with. And then we kind of started Tweakbird and got more busy with that. But since we've been touring the last couple of years, Ashton's moved back to Illinois, so we live different places now.
Okay. Because when I, you know, I heard like Volcom, LA, I just connected with all this skateboarding scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And all these new bands, like, I don't know, New Age, No Age maybe.
Okay.
Or what's the other one? This boy, Waves. No?
Waves.
Yeah. But you don't.
We're not like.
That's rather, you don't sound like this. But all these are somehow in this skateboarding culture.
Yeah, it's,
so I just asked you.
Yeah, it's always a.
What's the connection here?
It's a thing with any label or genre. I mean, as soon as you say what something is, there's no place for us there. If you say it's stoner rock and we actually went and tried to play a proper stoner rock festival, you know, we're going to be the oddballs, I think, no matter where we go.
Okay.
No matter what it is.
So, how important is this psychedelia into the music you make?
Depends on how much LSD I'm on.
Depends on how much LSD, okay.
No. How important is it, though? I mean,
I just think we're two guys that go through sort of a range of emotions when we play and write, and sometimes we want to make songs where you can just kind of escape from your brain a lot, but we also want to do songs where we're sober and telling a story and rocking out. You know?
No, I didn't mean that you're tripping, you know? Just how it, where it comes from.
Yeah.
Maybe all this you said in the beginning, it comes from, not that it comes from that, but that you're like into the nature thing, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it comes from somewhere here.
I think if I was able to tell you where that came from, I would be able to control it. You know? But it's not really something that I haven't really harnessed it yet. But it's there, and it's really fun. But I think that it's just creation, and it's so maybe that is nature, because nature is probably kind of the basis of creation, maybe. So yeah, maybe. But I think it's just kind of feeling alive and feeling like you can make something new and seeing what you can make. And sometimes we play sets where it's terrible and it's not like the record, and I don't know, but for us it's fun, you know. It's exciting because we're doing something new.
Okay. Me personally, I like when I see the band that it doesn't sound like a record.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to hear something new, you know. Sometimes it's just sounded, they are destroying the song, you know.
Yeah. That happens.
You do that? You're gonna destroy? Okay.
Hopefully it's not bad, but we'll see.
No, but yeah, I mean, I've been to shows where the band is just perfect in every way, and it's amazing to see that kind of musicianship and singers who don't miss a note, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it kind of makes it feel sterile.
Yeah.
Not that we could do that if we even tried, but most of it's because we just screw up.
So you put a lot of weight to improvisations of how you feel, what's going under the stage.
Yeah, I mean, 2 nights ago, I think we did no improvisation.
No improvisation.
And we played a
very that was in Belgrade, or?
In Zagreb.
Oh, you were also in Zagreb.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, it was very little improvisation, and it was pretty much straightforward. And that was that. And it wasn't because of any reason, it was just what happened. And
yeah, it really was. It was like song, stop, song, stop. And it was.
And last night we didn't stop playing at all the whole time.
No,
we
stopped
maybe for 10 minutes and played for an hour. And
yeah.
So it was just polar opposites of sets that just.
Burning. It sounds like everything was burning.
Belgrade had lasers on the stage though, so I think that helped.
Yeah, on stage definitely increases the jams.
You were also playing in Ljubljana a year ago or something.
We did in November last year,
November. So like a year ago. And yeah, people say it was a good show.
Fuck yeah, it was.
Like you remember.
No, it was really fun.
I had a blast in Ljubljana.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a really good energy from the crowd when we were here last, so.
Okay.
Hopefully it's good again.
Have you already been to the venue you're playing?
Not yet.
No. We just came straight from Belgrade to here.
Belgrade to here, yeah.
It must be tiring.
A little bit. We take turns sleeping between borders.
So, do you see any difference between public, that the crowd that comes to your shows, that crowd in the States or the European crowds?
I definitely see a difference. Yeah,
there is. Yeah.
Because
I do too. I wonder if it's the same difference.
I was just gonna make a joke about languages, but like Sesame Street. But maybe, I mean, it's weird because the people really, once you start talking to them, are all pretty much the same. You know, I feel like no matter what country I'm in or what city I'm in or whatever, we can pretty much play, and then afterwards I can have a beer and talk to whoever I'm hanging out with about politics or music or finances or being poor or playing music or whatever, and everybody kind of gets it, and everybody, you know, so in that regard, I think everybody's really the same.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also exposed to so many new cultures over here that, you know, we've never even had the chance to come close to in the States, so.
It changes from country to country here.
Yeah. And for me, I'm really intrigued by the whole former Yugoslavia. Like, I think that it's pretty insane.
Yeah? And like what? What is insane?
Well, just the fact that you get, I don't know, maybe like pretty wild. Yeah, insane is, that's like my personal slang, but. Just the fact that there's, I guess, still this opportunity, and there's still this kind of chaos and this possibility for overthrow, and the people still have power and things like that.
So recently, right.
You know, I've seen it or heard about it. I haven't seen it, but in my lifetime, these things have happened to you guys. And I feel like sometimes in the States, we're all locked down into this really repetitious and boring life, and it's not that it's a bad life, you know what I mean, but I just feel like sometimes people need some revolt against the government, because I think that
and you felt this while visiting the Serbians
a little bit.
Okay,
maybe I just made it up.
So what about next year? Do you have any plans, or the tour is coming, is in the half?
Nothing solid yet. I think I will definitely come back to Europe for a while.
To je bil intervju z zasedbo Twig Bird, ki nastopa danes večer v Channel Zero na Metelkovi. Intervju je pripravil Peter Recer.
Intervju Radija Študent.